Aung San Pon was only a child when the Khmer Rouge came to power in Cambodia. Sent to the labor camps, he survived by learning how to play revolutionary songs on his flute. But he watched as those around him were murdered or starved to death. Now in his mid-40s, Aung is sharing his story with a new audience. He's the main subject of a new American novel for young adults. Aung San Pon sits with his eyes closed, exhaling as his fingers dart along his bamboo flute. There was a time when playing the flute was, to him, a matter of survival. Under the Khmer Rouge, Aung volunteered to play propaganda songs. Sometimes, he says, the music was used to cover up the screams of people being executed.
They would put microphone, loud microphone, so I can play into it. So people in the countryside will hear music instead of hearing the screaming. The Khmer Rouge, you know, made a special axe. They hit people in the back of their heads, and you can hear miles away, I'm telling you. You can really literally hear miles away, like hitting coconut, you know, an axe hitting coconut shell, but only human skulls. I can hear it even today in my head.
In a country where a quarter of the population died under the Khmer Rouge, each survivor has a unique story to tell. Now, Aung is telling his story in a new way. He's the subject of a new novel aimed at American teenagers. Written by U.S. author Patricia McCormick, the book retells Aung's childhood under the Khmer Rouge, his eventual escape to a Thai refugee camp, and his new life in the United States, where he moved after he was adopted by an American aid worker. The book is called Never Fall Down. Aung says it is a phrase he used to tell himself repeatedly.
Even working in a rice field, if I fall down, just stumble in a rice field with the mud. If I stuck in a rice field and fall down once, just once, you will never get up.
The book is a work of fiction, but it draws extensively from Aung's own experiences, which he recounted to the author over a series of interviews. The novel describes events that are decades old, but Aung says he hopes the book will establish a vital link to a dark but important story. Today's American teenagers were not alive back then, but their country was nonetheless closely involved in Cambodia in the years leading up to the Khmer Rouge takeover. To try to root out Vietnamese communist forces believed to be camped along Cambodia's eastern border, American planes secretly carried out heavy aerial bombardment. Some historians say the bombings helped to drive civilians to support the Khmer Rouge, fueling its rise.
Why? Because I think it's important for especially Americans to know it's in their consciousness, their connections to Cambodia, American connection. The young people now, after 25 years, few generation down now, that they said, were we involved in Cambodia? Sure. American kids should know also about this connection. The young people care when they know this, as soon as they heard the story. When I began to share the story, they really listen, and the young people in America really respond.
The book goes on to describe Aung's experiences after leaving Cambodia, the difficulties of growing up in a new country, the only non-white kid in an all-white high school. But he struggled most with the question he still cannot answer. Why did he survive while his own brothers and sisters and so many others around him perished? For the longest time, he says, he kept it bottled inside him until he thought he would explode, until his foster father arranged for him to share his story before a large audience in New York.
And I spoke for the first time, really, and I broke down for the first time, and I knew how important it was for me to cry, you know, to learn how to really share my experiences with American people, to let them know what happened here, you know?
Aung now splits his time between the U.S. and Cambodia. Under the Khmer Rouge, he survived because of his music. Now he works to ensure traditional Khmer music also lives on.
Music saved my life in the first place. That was why music coming back to my life now again, you know what I mean? And I'm using it into the fullest. Not only to just play, but to pass down this culture that's dying to the next generations.
The organization he co-founded, Cambodian Living Arts, helps the surviving masters of traditional Cambodian instruments and encourages young students to learn. Erwin Loy for VOA News in Phnom Penh.